Fred Film Radio, Festival de Cannes, France.
Fred Film Radio, this is Chiara Nicoletti from the 75th Festival de Cannes. I'm in company of Lot Finnaten, director of Arca, screening in the Uncertain Regard section.
I read, you know, in your press notes that you said this film is about those who remain. So I really love the statement. So would you walk us through this? I mean, the starting point for you.
It is in the context of the migrant crisis, you know, and stories over the last years about migration, you know, about the North African migration to Europe, you know. So what we're exploring is this character who doesn't get to go, you know, and what it is to feel trapped there in a place. So
I also read that the story was inspired by more drastic, you know, and cathartic story about Mohamed Bouazizi. So how did you start from there to this story?
So initially that was going to be the story. It was going to be something like a biopic. And I was going to try to stay very close to the facts about his life, you know, and to try to make something observed that way. But in the process of the film and developing the script and how long the movie took, there was a hindsight and some wisdom gained from the aftermath of the revolution. So after a while, it didn't make sense to do this pre-revolution story, you know, because people know at this point what the result was, you know. So there was an effort to contemporize the story, you know, and to bring in these elements like migration into the fold of the story.
I noticed that, you know, I could tell that you come from a documentary background because you focus a lot on the faces and the realistic part of it. So why did you decide that did you think that this was the right story to jump into fiction?
Yeah, that's a good question. I think I was really compelled by the idea that one character, one subject could yield this upheaval, you know, could be a catalyst that way, you know, and also that state of mind was very interesting to me, the existential drama of a character like that. So that was interesting, and there was a setting that I could go to and try to understand the place, you know. But it's, you know, honestly, it's so much time goes by in working on a project, especially this one took a long time, you know, to put together. And you ask yourself sometimes why this and not something else. And I think ultimately I'm trying my best to put in my influences and my aesthetics into this, the work, no matter what it is, you know.
You have one foot in the Western world or another one in the Arabic world. Why did you choose Tunisia, for example, to set your film? Since you're Egyptian, you were born in the UK and then...
Well, like I was saying initially, it was based on Bouazizi. So I chose that setting and we just stuck to that. Because I think that honestly, there's a potential to go way too general, you know. And I have an outsider view. But I tried to complement that with sticking to a place, you know, and really trying to stay there, you know. As far as not being a Tunisian making the film, I think that's a good thing that there are these outsider views, and I think that angle can make for good juxtapositions in art, you know, when someone is telling a story from the outside and vice versa, you know.
How did you come out of this story after working on it? I mean, what did you learn about this world you told and you depicted?
I don't know. I think what I learned is that it's just so common, you know. There's this similar struggle that people have everywhere, you know, to do with class and economics, you know, and it's just a shared thing. And it's been throughout time, you know, and I think that it was important to me to do a movie in that regard, you know.
Thank you so much.
Thank you very much. Nice to meet you. Appreciate it.
And we've been talking to Lotfi Nathan, director of ARCA screening at the 75th Festival di Cannes in the Uncertain Regards section. And this is Chiara Nicoletti for Fred, the Festival Insider.
Fred Film Radio, 24/7 on Fred.fm and smartphone apps.